Trump suggests Starmer could use military to control UK borders. Trump says TV networks opposed to him should maybe lose license. US blocks UN call for Gaza ceasefire for sixth time. Taliban ban books written by women from Afghan universities. Macron's to offer scientific evidence to US court to prove Brigitte is a woman, lawyer says. Cataclysmic situation in Gaza City, UN official says. As Israeli tanks advance, workers across France strike over budget cut plans. The lonely life and death of Delhi's only African elephant. Egypt says 3,000-year-old bracelet was stolen and melted down. I have no relationship with Trump, Brazil's president Lula tells BBC. U.S. deportees sue Ghana over illegal detention. At least 10 dead in Lagos high-rise office building fire. Body found in car registered to D4VD, identified as missing teen. Malawi's parties warned not to prematurely declare election victory. Newborn baby buried alive in India fights for her life. Trump clashes with Australian journalist over business deals in office. Australia announces higher emissions cuts by 2035. Pay attention. Spirit aircraft warned as it gets too close to Air Force One. Controversial church leader denies bribing ex-South Korea First Lady. Sex abuse charges against top Australian radio host downgraded. Three officers killed in Pennsylvania shooting, with two others. Critical Fed Reserve cuts interest rates but cautions over stalling job market. Spain arrests 19 on suspicion of torture and murder after 50 disappear from migrant boat. Israeli tanks push into major Gaza City residential area. Tests show Navalny was poisoned in jail, his widow says. Obama says U.S. faces political crisis after killing of Charlie Kirk. Search for ancient Egyptian gold bracelet missing from Cairo Museum. Sarah Smith. Trump visit showed UK's warm relations and limited influence. Caddy K, America is at a dangerous crossroads following the Charlie Kirk shooting. Fury over corruption and Nepo babies as floods paralyze Philippines. Battling a rare brain-eating disease in an Indian state. Spain counts the cost of nightmare wildfire summer. Could the US interest rate cut boost the housing market? In pictures. US President Donald Trump on second state visit to UK. Syria's worst drought in decades pushes millions to the brink. Champions League debut and Louise, the rise of Paphos. Bowen, UN Commission report on genocide is blunt indictment of Israel's actions in Gaza. The hungry can't stay silent, behind deadly protests in oil-rich Angola. Ross Atkins on what Kimmel's suspension means for free speech in the US. Watch pomp and protests on day one of Trump's state visit. Watch. Mexico and Canada are meeting without Trump. Here's why. Watch. Key takeaways from Charlie Kirk suspect's first court appearance. Completely different, yet genuinely get on, BBC correspondents on Starmer and Trump. Watch the Sundance kid's life in the spotlight. Watch bear caught on CCTV searching for food in Indian temple. Watch J.D. Vance hosts Charlie Kirk's daily talk radio show. Israel demolishes more high-rise towers as Gaza City offensive ramps up. Homes damaged, cars swept away as rains flood India's Uttarakhand. Oil prices fall as markets weigh U.S. demand fears, supply outlook. Oil prices fall as demand concerns overshadow buoyancy on U.S. rate cut. Exclusive, China snaps up Australian canola after trade spat with Canada, sources say. Gold prices head for fifth weekly gain after Fed rate cut. Australian Prime Minister heads to New York, may meet Trump for first time. Trump policies threaten U.S. clean energy jobs engine. Report says exclusive, Eco Patrol to beat 2025 drilling goal may surpass output target, executive says. Court hearing in Delaware for Citgo parent auction resumes. EU plans to accelerate phase out of Russian LNG imports. Bloomberg SIG shares extend losses as MS cuts rating, flags weak revenue and dividend pause.